At this week's DNR board meeting, the board marked the retirements of 25 DNR employees. That continues a flood of agency departures this year, many of them connected to upcoming cuts in take-home pay for state workers. But DNR Secretary Kathy Stepp says new people are being hired.
The governor was very supportive in his budget of our agency. We haven't seen any fee increases or license increases that we've had to implement. Additionally, staffing-wise, he's given us the go-ahead to ambitiously go out and look for the best and brightest to work at DNR.
Many groups around the state say they need more discussions with DNR employees. County zoning officials have made that request in connection with now delayed regulations covering development along shorelines. Stepp says the DNR will increase its outreach on that issue. But State Representative Brett Halsey, a Democrat on the Assembly's Environment Committee, predicts a weaker DNR and less protection for air, water, and land. The Madison lawmaker says he'll monitor some key programs.
Benchmarks is whether we're protecting critical habitat and parkland with the stewardship fund, which the Walker administration cut by millions of dollars. The number of enforcement actions taken against polluters and developers. Walker GOP budget switches stormwater pollution enforcement out of the DNR.
Halsey also says he worries about cleanup of drinking water systems and delays in programs to cut phosphorus pollution. He's watching how the DNR responds to EPA concerns about state oversight of the Clean Water Act. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.